From its earliest days, Britain was an object of desire. Tacitus declared it pretium victoriae, worth the conquest, the best compliment that could occur to a Roman. He had never visited these shores, but was nonetheless convinced that Britannia was rich in gold. Silver was abundant there too. Apparently so were pearls, although Tacitus had heard they were grey, like the overcast, rain-heavy skies, and that the natives only bothered to collect them when they were cast up on the shore. As far as the Roman historians were concerned, Britannia might well be off at the edge of the world, but it was off at the edge of their world, not in some howling, barbarian wilderness. And if those same writers had been able to travel in time as well as space to the northernmost of our islands, to the Orcades, our modern Orkney, they would have seen something much more astonishing than heaps of pearls, the unmistakable signs of a civilization thousands of years older than Rome.